Pact Centre for Emerging Artists is hosting its second ever Pact Salon. This time, the mini festival will explore skeletons and portraits with a collection of female artists who are challenging perceptions about strength and vulnerability. Today, we're joined by the curator, writer, actor, and speaker, Emily Dash. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. How are you going?
I'm going really well, thank you. How are you going?
Very, very well. Now, this show, it's quite powerful. I mean, the name of the theme itself, Skeletons and Self-Portraits, also quite self-reflective. What does it mean personally to you?
Yeah, so this, the concept for this piece kind of came out of the idea that, you know, often our perceptions of ourselves differ from the perceptions that others have of us. And for me, as an artist with a disability, that was something that I really wanted to explore, not only from my own perspective, but from others' perspective as well. So that's where that thing came from. And, you know, there's also quite a mysterious element about it, you know, everyone has skeletons in their closet, and we wanted to look at what that means for how we interact in the world and things like that.
For sure. Now, some of your short films will be screening at the PAX Salon that night, and one of them I was watching was I Am Not a Work of Art. Very powerful stuff. Can you talk us more about that short film?
Yes, yeah, so I Am Not a Work of Art was my first project as an independent artist, and it came out of a spoken word that I wrote, which is also called I'm Not a Work of Art, and it was about discrimination, but I wanted to write a piece that was not just about disability and discrimination, but was more about how it feels to be made into an object of discrimination, so that anyone who'd experienced that could relate to it and maybe be empowered to speak back. And in a way, this salon, even though it's not focused on disability by any stretch, it also allows all my artists in their own way to speak back to the ways that society views them as women, and also empowering themselves.
I mean, for you, you're a writer, actor, performer first. So how hard is it to push people to look beyond something like disability, gender, race, all of that? I mean, it seems to be ingrained in society in a way.
Definitely, it can be quite difficult, but I love the fact that as a female artist with a disability, I've been given a platform like PACT Centre for Emerging Artists to make a show and an exhibition out of the things that I want to say. And I've got a really incredible lineup of artists to back me up. So things are changing, but they're changing slowly. And I'm really excited to be a part of that.
Speaking of the lineup, all amazing all female lineup, can you talk a bit more about who will be there and what they'll be doing?
So, as you say, I've got an incredible lineup of all female artists, because that was really important to me to have a female-led event. And it's quite a multi-art form exhibition. So I've got people who are doing music. I've got my own short films. I've got theatrical performances. I've got installation pieces, that's both performance installations and visual arts installations. I've photography. I've got things where people can directly interact with some of the artists. There'll be a panel discussion. So there are plenty of ways to explore this theme, which is incredible because I think ideas like that really need to be explored from a variety of different angles. So I've put together, that's why I've put the event together in that way. I'm really excited too because I am able to give some young emerging artists a platform to develop themselves. But there's also diversity in the level of experience that people have. So that's really wonderful.
So as you mentioned, it's like a huge, you know, multidisciplinary artists coming together. How would it all kind of, will it flow together into the same narrative of skeletons and self-portraits, or will it be all quite separate in their separate experiences of skeletons and self-portraits?
Look, there will be a through line, but it will be quite separate as well. So they will all be around the theme of skeletons and self-portraits and responding to that sort of provocation that I gave them, but it will be their own separate stories and interpretations, but it will be brought together in, you know, in some ways.
Now, the theme of the night, it will also be masquerade. So are you, so people will come in mask, or will you give them masks? And why masks?
Okay. So the reason why masks is since the event, as I said, is about the ways that people see us and the ways that we see ourselves, I think that the idea of putting masks on and sort of performing the way that we project ourselves to the world was a really good fit for this event, and it will be part of the journey that the audience goes on, and also to answer your question, there will be, you can bring your own mask, but there will be an opportunity to make your own mask on the night if you'd like to do that.
Oh, crafting night, who doesn't love that? But
yes.
Emily, thank you so much for joining us here. We can't wait to see what happens at the PAX Salon. It's happening in a couple of weeks' time, but thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Emily Dash, the curator of the second ever PAX Salon, Skeletons and Self-Portraits. It'll be kicking off from 6 p.m. on couple Saturdays from now on the 29th. It'll be at the PAX Centre for Emerging Artists in Erskineville. Tickets are about $15 at the door. We'll put all those details up on 2SER.com.